went to bury the dead, the community would go off to the other way, and they would go celebrate this life after death. And so that's when you heard this the music that we call Second Line kind of developed out of, or that's what it developed out of.
Different movements that are precise, yeah, and different dances for different songs, as you will see. So one of the premier dance men in all of New Orleans, we call him Squirt Man. What's happening? How you doing?
Hey, buddy. How you doing? My pleasure to be here, first of all.
So how long you been dancing?
Well, first of all, brother, I had to give all my obedience to God for making every opportunity and every moment available.
Yes, indeed.
And I've been dancing since 71, coming up on 150. I was introduced to Second Line and Social Pleasure Club. But my first encounter with a jazz band was at a jazz friend with my mother.
Really?
And to me, Second Line, when my age, when I came up in our time, Second Line was, it was a spirit movement.
That's right.
It was a movement. See what I'm saying? It was a movement in our life, in our time. Not just civil rights time. That's all we had.
That's right.
It was that spirit movement, and that's what I still go off today. Mm-hmm. Because when a man blow an instrument, he coming from his inside. See
that's
what I'm
right.
saying? So when he go to my ear, I listen to that. So his spirit coming to my spirit. This is a movement thing, whether it's expressed, you know, verbally or through your body, it's a movement thing. And I got the thing I call the spirit roll. You know, a parade go 4 hours, Second Line. So they got, when I get tired, the spirit roll kicks in.
I've seen you roll for the whole 4 hours.
You know what I'm saying? So that's spirit roll, that development in it. Most, like, from kids, you know, when we come up, that's part of you develop, grow, and mature. You know, I play sports coming up. Just like we was taught, you know, baseball, basketball, and track and all, we was taught. Second Line, we had the thing, Second Line season.
Yes, indeed.
You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. The parade come through the neighborhood, no matter what you was doing, the band draw you.
You had to go.
It was that movement. It was part of our peace and our strength.
That's right.
It was part of your speech and your strength. So to me, Second Line is self-creativity. Mm-hmm. See what I'm saying? You can take the snare drum, the bass drum, the tuba, the trombone, the sax, the clarinet. Mm-hmm. You can dance off individual, or you can dance off as a collective group.
Assemble the entire unit. It is time to hit the streets. Let's roll. We'll be right back.
Today on the bench, we have Mr.
Second Line J,
also known as Mr. Jerron
Cozy.
How you doing today, baby?
I'm doing fine.
You're looking good.
Thank you.
It's a different seeing you on a Saturday.
Yeah.
It's usually these Second Line Sundays, I see you tearing the street up.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? I definitely want to elaborate on your introduction into the Second Line world. Mm-hmm. You got some immaculate footwork.
Yes.
And it's noticed around the world. Everybody love it.
Thank you.
They always ask, it's definitely in your DNA.
It is.
You can't deny it. Mm-hmm. And I want you to talk about what was your introduction into the Second Line world?
So when I was about I'm going to say eight or nine, one of them, probably younger than that.
Uh-huh.
I started Second Line when I was five, and I do want to talk about that. When I was at a wedding.
Okay.
The people that know, when I was at a wedding when I was about five, it was this brass band just came in. And I just started dancing, and people just started, they threw buku dollars at me. They was giving me money. They was like, roll. And I was I was just dancing, I didn't know what I was doing, but, I was.
So you basically was moving to the beat.
Right, I was moving to the beat. So
and the beat moved you in a way that it was appealing to everybody that was at the wedding.
Right. So when I got, so every then, even if if I'm at a party or a wedding, something, I'll Second Line. So for my dad, Fifth Wall Weaver.
Your dad, Mr. Fifth Wall Weaver, the legend of New Orleans Bounce.
Yeah.
So let me introduce that to the world. Mm-hmm. His dad is Mr. Fifth Wall Weaver. If you're from New Orleans, matter of fact, everybody from New Orleans, uptown, downtown, West Bank, Ninth Ward, know of Mr. Fifth Wall Weaver. This is Mr. Fifth Wall Weeby's son. So when you see him on my TikTok page, on my Instagram page, just an insight on where he get this entertainment vibe from. Mm-hmm. It's directly from his dad. So at this wedding, you just put on this a free show.
I just danced to the music.
Like, and that was when you was 5 years old?
I was 5 years old. I remember like it was today.
And how old are you right now?
I am 14 years old.
Okay. All right. So it's basically this type of that New Orleans culture came through your mom and your dad. Mm-hmm. That's what's up. Let's talk about so you are in several clubs in the second line world. Yeah. Can you name?
Nine Times and Prince of Wales and others that I'm about to get in.
So you plan on being in the culture for a long period of time.
Yes.
So you're like I look at you as being like second line family. I see you out there every Sunday.
Yeah.
You
I think of myself as like the prince of second line because, you know, we got Scubble.
Uh-huh.
Scubble be cutting up the king of second line.
So you consider Scubble as the king of second
he
line.
He is the king.
Okay. Yeah. What about second line shorty?
Second line shorty. I love second line shorty.
Uh-huh.
My dad been showing me videos of her since I was young.
Okay.
I was like, she could second line. Then that's when I seen her one day. When I was young, I seen her walking somewhere. And my dad was like, that she go right there. And I was like, oh, my God.
Uh-huh.
So every time I see second line shorty, I really be, like, happy. Because, like, I don't know. It's just, like, she carries that spirit of her. Like, you know, every time somebody see her, oh, that's second line shorty.
Yeah.
Like, you know, she has a good name on her. So she's very inspiring, literally.
Okay. And let's get this out the way. So what part of the city are you from?
I am from the Fifth Wall.
Downtown, baby.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Yep.
So all this footwork is from a guy that's from downtown.
Yes.
Can you believe that? That's what's up. I enjoy watching you dance. I enjoy watching you enjoy yourself at these second lines. Mm-hmm. I look at you as being the next generation. And you carry yourself real well.
Yes.
Out there, it's always run for growth,
mm-hmm.
and we're still learning. Mm-hmm. But I really do admire the way that you roll out there. Mm-hmm. You got your own lane.
I do, cause I do want to talk about it. When I second line, I mix ballet,
okay,
contemporary, African,
uh-huh,
all together. And I just put it in second line.
Okay,
so like you know when you see me do my high kick, my split,
uh-huh.
It's just, that's just part of it. That's just, I mix it all together. You know, I just, you know.
So, let me ask you this. Where do you get all these different, what's the proper name? It's like a genre of dances. Like, do you have any background in?
Every summer, I go to California.
Every summer you go to California?
Every summer I go to California to dance with Debbie Allen.
Okay.
And you know, it's a summer intensive. We stay in USC dorms
okay.
for a month.
For a month out the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And for how long you been doing that?
I've been doing that for about like 2 years.
Okay. You enjoy it?
I love it.
So you learn more every time.
Yes. It's like, it's really worth it. Like, even though she'll have you sitting in a split, if you see me doing a good split like that,
uh-huh.
trust me, it's hard. I had to stay in a split for about like 30 minutes, and she don't play. You better stay down there.
So Debbie Allen is actually teaching this?
She don't teach.
Uh-huh.
But, okay, I'm going to just say it like this. She teaches when she wants to.
Okay.
So if, like, she's busy in, like, you know, downtown L.A., if she, like, you know, doing something with celebrities and something like that.
Okay.
She'll have, you know, her teachers that she, you know, got to come teach us our, you know, lessons and stuff like that.
Okay.
But when it comes up to, like, musical theater, she'll come in and teach us, you know, tell us, you know, like, when she comes in, we'll be excited to see her. We'll take pictures with her, and then she'll teach us for, like, the rest of the month.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that opportunity. Look, take advantage of that.
Yeah.
I'm in awe.
Mm-hmm.
So do you retain a lot of that dancing, like what you doing at the second lines?
Yes, I just, I don't know. It's like it runs in my blood.
It's in your blood.
I ain't gonna lie, like, if I know what to do. Uh-huh. I don't do the same thing over and over again.
Correct.
I know how to switch up my moves. And if I do the same thing, at least I switch it up in different orders.
Uh-huh.
So it look like, you know, like, yeah. So nobody never expect me to do nothing. I do everything new, you know?
Yeah, look, from my point of view, the camera only go toward action.
Mm-hmm.
Like if somebody just walking, I mean, I'm not going to record that. Mm-hmm. For some reason, it always wind up on you.
Mm-hmm.
The way you move, mm-hmm. you draw that attention.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the most famous video in my eyes is the one I did at Treme Sidewalk Steppers.
Yes.
The split. Now, this was like one of the most crowded second lines of the season. Can you recall how many people was out there? I mean, Broad Street was just, when it was a sea of people.
When I was second lining, I ain't gonna lie, they had people bumping into me.
Yeah.
But when you dance at a second line, people will automatically get out your way.
Correct.
Because, you know, when you dance, when you second line, your hands go, like your feet,
uh-huh.
it's like they don't want to be, you know, they don't want to get kicked, so they move out the way.
Uh-huh.
But when I did my split, I made sure they had nobody, and like, you know, they came in parts.
Jay, unless you got eyes behind your head, Jay.
I'm smart. With the second line. Trust me.
Jay, hold up. I saw it directly, and I'm recording, dude. And we was not like at a jazz funeral pace.
Mm-hmm.
We was walking fast.
Mm-hmm.
And just as hard as you to keep up, it was hard for me to walk backwards and stay focused on you. Dude, you did a split.
And got back up with no hands.
I
sometimes I don't know how I do it. But I no. Like, for real. Like, that music really got some type of spirit or something. Ain't no way I just did a split and came back up. And I never did it in my life.
So you never did that before?
I never did that before.
I'm glad I was able to capture that. Because nobody would not be able to believe that. Come on, we can go on and on. I'm walking, same parade. I'm walking, and I look on top of the bus, and who do I see? Mr. J on top of the bus at Treme Sidewalk Stepper Parade. And when I say rolling, dude, you was rolling, bro.
Yeah.
How'd that feel?
I just feel like when you're on top of the world, you got to cut up. Like, I was on top of the bus in front of, like, a million people. I can't just sit there and just look. You know, I can't just do no little stuff. I gotta cut up. I gotta make my name known. I can't just, you know, I know once I got on that bus, I knew what to do.
Yeah.
Cut up.
And that's just what you did.
Dude, it don't matter if you break a leg.
So the contrast for your first second line, can you recall your first second line as being on the sidewalk?
My first second line was my dad's funeral.
That was your dad's jazz funeral?
My dad's jazz funeral.
Okay.
And I'm going to explain it. When I was there, I didn't know what was going on.
Okay.
Like, it was, like, I was way in the back.
Because,
you know, I ain't know it to be. Now I know it to be, you know, in front of the band. But I was way in the back.
Uh-huh.
Crowded. Everybody was trying to touch me. They had people. You know, I had some of the bodyguards out there. I had to get them people off me because they was touching me.
Uh-huh.
It was just too much. So, they had people that was blocking the people. And I was just second lining. And then that's when I got on top of my daddy casket.
I didn't know that. So man, you did one of them downtown moves.
They put me on top of the cast.
Did you second line on top of the cast?
I second line on top. But I do want to talk about it. So when I was, you know, I was young.
Uh-huh.
So now I know somebody knocked on the casket.
So wait. How old were you when
11 years old.
Okay.
So when somebody knocked on the casket, I thought it was my daddy.
What?
Man, I told them people get me out that casket, and they sure did. They said, come here, and they got me, too.
That's understandable.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah.
So, at your dad's jazz funeral, you really got that beat, and that's when you, like, you really noticed that I got footwork.
Yes, but that day I was really sad.
You were sad. At the same time, you know, it's a New Orleans jazz funeral.
Yeah.
We were sad at the beginning and at the end. it's kind of like a celebration of life. The brass band come out there. We, you know, just to see you dance, that's like a way of saying that, you know, like you not moving on, but.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it happened so fast.
Yeah.
Like, if all y'all know, that Friday I did that Get the Gap video that went viral.
Okay.
I did that Get the Gap video with my dad.
Okay.
And then, like, literally the next day, he went in the hospital. Then Sunday, it's like everybody come in the hospital.
Uh-huh.
We all crying. Days later, he died. Like,
wow.
It just happened like this.
Uh-huh.
And I was so young, so, you know, everything was fast.
Like, uh-huh.
But I couldn't just. And then when I just seen my dad, it hit me.
Uh-huh.
When the second line started playing and I was pushing my daddy. Like, they had this little roller thing, and I was holding my hand on the casket, and I was just crying, because I'm like, man, like, he ran in a casket.
Yeah.
But the funny part is, when I was in that funeral,
uh-huh.
You know when people die in the casket, they have nets all over.
Uh-huh.
So I'm in the front seat, right by my dad. My dad right here, I'm right here.
Okay.
So they got nets flying on my daddy. Man, I got the fly, you know, where all the pics are.
Yeah.
Man, up. Man, get off my.
You're not having
like,
that.
No.
You're not having that.
No, but it was just sad to, like, feel my, when I felt him, because he was so hard.
Yeah.
It was just sad, but I'm strong now.
Yeah.
I do think my dad's spirit is in me, because I don't cry.
I think, this is the way I look at a lot of things. I think, you know, when a loved one pass on, you receive blessings from other areas. Not mm-hmm. I always think it's that person looking down on you.
Mm-hmm.
And you definitely got to recognize the blessing when it do come. You are definitely blessed, no doubt.
I always, even when I'm at the second line, the same smell I smell from the hospital, I smell it like.
For real?
Sometimes when I'm at the second line, when I was young,
uh-huh.
when I was riding my bike,
uh-huh.
I smelled the same smell I smelled from the hospital when he was dead. Like, uh-huh. You know, when we viewed his body, I smelled that same smell.
Wow.
Like, when I was riding that bike. But I never seen him. I'm scared to see him.
Uh-huh.
But, I don't know, that smell just, yeah. It'd be weird. Like, and by me being older, if I smell that.
It kind of, like, brings you back.
Man.
Like, yeah.
And I remember when I was at last year, Sidewalk Steppers.
Uh-huh.
It's like I heard my daddy saying, cut up. Man, I cut what? Up so bad.
So last year from Sidewalk Stepper Parade, you actually cut up.
Mm-hmm.
But was it the same when you cut up this year?
No. I think as I grow,
uh-huh.
and even people even say that, like, you getting bigger. Like, I do, like, as I grow, uh-huh. I learn more things. Like,
okay.
I say, like, you know, like, I even, when I be at home, I put on that TV, I look up YouTube,
uh-huh.
Big Six, The True, all of them.
Yeah.
Man, I cut up in my...
So you practice at home?
I don't understand how I practice.
Uh-huh.
But say if, like, they don't have a second line Sunday, I'm bored.
Yeah.
I just second line. Sometimes, if I want to practice, okay, put it like this. If I want to learn a move, I see everybody doing. Like, you know how everybody do a little two-step when they walk down the street?
Uh-huh.
I tell myself how to do that. Because okay. I was like, ain't no way how they do that. So I tell myself how to do it, and I just do it. But some stuff come from here.
Yeah.
From, you know.
And it's your stuff. Foundation, too. I mean, right. Look, how many people on the streets went to Debbie Allen school? You know, you got to commend your mom for sending you. Yeah. To get that foundation.
Yeah, and it's very expensive. It's $3,000.
That's real
yes.
big.
But it's worth it.
Yes. Yeah, oh, come on, dude. Very worth it. Yes. We see it through you.
Yes.
So your dad's second line basically opened you up to the second line community.
Yes. My dad, how to put it? He didn't want me going. I've never been to second line, by the way.
I could, because my kids... Unless I'm out there. I can understand
right.
that.
I've been second line, but I've never been to second line. That's, I think that's weird too. Like, how I know how to suck a line but never been to one?
It's just in you, and you it take that beat to get it out of you.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's in your DNA. It could be like one of your ancestors.
Right.
Like you probably read your tree. Mm-hmm. You probably had a dancer way right. down the line. It's definitely in your blood. If you could, look who your daddy was.
And yeah, everybody knows my dad used to be a dancer back in the day too. So.
But when I saw you, I didn't know that. I did not know that you was Fifth Ward Weeby's
son.
Some
people don't know that.
I disappeared off the scene for a while. So when I came back, like I say, my camera follows the action. And for some reason, it just kept going towards you. And somebody said, that's Fifth Ward Weaver's son. I'm like, no, can't be.
And listen, the thing is, I don't really worry about, I mean, okay, the people that know I'm his son, okay?
Uh-huh.
But I don't just go everywhere and, you know, I'm Fifth Ward Weaver's son.
You don't.
That's why I changed my name to Second Line J. Five. I put five in there
because
I always got to represent them. I ain't going to lie. I do got to represent my dad.
That's where the five come from.
But I don't just say, you know, like, I don't just use my daddy name for everything I do. I want to put my name out there.
You want your own brand.
You know, like,
yeah.
I love my daddy.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to always, you know, represent him.
Yeah.
But it's my time.
You're correct. You're right.
You know, and I want to not just put his name out there, put my name out there. I want to be somebody. I don't want to breathe, you know, under my dad's skin for too long. Because, you know, I'm getting older. I mean, he died.
Yeah.
And I had to accept that for a long time. People had to tell me, you know, like, don't cry over it. I mean, he gone. Ain't nothing you could do.
Uh-huh.
So when they told me that, I ain't cried since. I don't cry for, like, I could talk about my dad all day and won't cry.
Okay.
My family would, but uh-huh. I'll just be sitting there like, and even when I try to cry to, like, get it out,
uh-huh.
it's like, my dad like, boy, don't you dare cry.
Like, look, that's what dads do.
Man.
That's what we do.
Yeah.
That's what's up. So, other than your dad's jazz funeral, can you recall your first Second Line on the street?
Sidewalk Steppers.
Yeah, so that was Sidewalk. It's always a Sidewalk Stepper
parade. Sidewalk Steppers. Miss Kim let me in a rope.
Okay.
She had me with her hair on.
So that's Kim Charbonnet?
Yeah, Kim Charbonnet.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what happened once you got in that rope?
I was just cutting up. I had on my little, you know, my little Nike. I've been fresh. Had on my little Nike.
I like that.
Had on my little Nike shirt. The yellow thing, you know, with the yellow rose ones. Been fresh. That's why every time I go to the Second Line, I make sure, even when I won't go out there basic,
I gotta
look like something. You
yeah,
know?
I get that to you. You always fresh. You tan the Nikes up.
And I gotta smell good. When y'all see me carry my little black bag, I got deodorant up, samples of cologne, money, and my phone, and my towel.
So, what's your favorite fragrance of right now?
Chanel and Jimmy Choo.
That's what's up. I got both of them. That's what's up.
Yeah.
I like that. Ain't nothing wrong with smelling good, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, it make you feel good.
It do.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when you Second Line, you sweat.
Yeah.
That's why I can't.
So let me ask you this, bro. So would you rather? I mean, because I catch you by the band, and I catch you on that sidewalk. Would you rather being close to the band, or do you like that sidewalk when you just...
My sidewalk people, I love y'all. No disrespect, I love y'all. Y'all know I will forever represent y'all on that sidewalk. Y'all be getting it. With that band,
mm-hmm.
that bass drum, and that cowbell, oh my God.
That's
that
a different feel.
That cowbell, dum, 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 dum,
right
dum,
in
dum,
your ear.
Ooh.
Yeah, yeah.
For real, like the cowbell really gets my feet going. Like,
uh-huh.
And when people, you know, see me dancing, they see me doing cowbell sounds with my voice. Like, I'd be like, dum, 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 dum.
Okay.
And they always see me snapping. Because, like, I got to catch that beat. It's always this.
All right.
Like, it's always that. You can't miss a beat without.
Well, Jay, I mean, look, I'm sitting up here witnessing this. I mean, you could be a teacher. You could teach the world how to Second
That's
Line.
That's what I plan on doing. And when I had posted that I want to do that, I was saying I want to do that when I grow up. But people were telling me I could do that now.
You could.
And that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, you could.
Because people been asking me, it was like, how you do this? Can you teach me how to Second Line? I'm like, Yeah. But like, I just don't be too. But now I gotta really be serious on that.
Yeah.
I see a lot of people doing. So I want to do it.
It's a lot of potential.
Yes.
It's a lot of potential. We definitely gonna talk about this after the interview.
Mm-hmm.
But you got, dude, you got the world in your hands right now. It's so much that you can do with this talent that you have.
Look, all this talent, when it's time to go home after that second line, boy, the crap in both of my legs, it mainly be a pill. It don't be nowhere there. It be my feet, too.
Uh-huh.
When I take off my shoes, my feet be good.
It's your joints.
Be cramping up.
Uh-huh.
Y'all don't know the pain. All that talent I do, yeah, it's nice. But when it's time to go home, yeah, I'm in pain.
Yeah, because you go so hard.
I got to.
Yeah, you go so hard, bro. Every week, I see you, and you're always at 10. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you have 15.
I gotta have positive energy. If you don't have positive energy, then you just have no energy at all, and people will not like you. So even if like. You know, somebody tell me some stuff I don't want to hear.
Uh-huh. You just start dancing. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
And walk away while I'm...
Second
line away, huh?
Yeah. I like that. I like your energy while you're out there. You kind of like, you humble. You don't bother nobody.
I know.
You're just out there dancing.
Right.
And it definitely got my attention. And when I post your videos, bro, they just go viral.
Yeah.
So the whole world, they want to know who is Jay.
Right.
Who's this kid?
And you notice how they don't say Fifth Wall. I mean, some people, you know, all the people in the comments, they know.
The local people.
Right, the local people know.
Yeah.
But outside people, they be like, man, that man cunt.
Yeah.
You know, so it's not just my dad. It's me. It's how I carry myself.
I'm glad you said that, and I'm glad that you do not. It's nothing wrong.
Nothing wrong with doing that, but I just don't do it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, because your dad got his own legacy.
Right.
And like my dad had his own legacy. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? And at some point, you're going to have to kind of like just mold your own legacy. Mm-hmm. And that's what you're doing. Now, if you was rapping, that'll be different. So hold up. So you telling me that you rap too?
I can rap.
Yes, indeed. That's what's up.
I can rap, but I don't do it.
You don't do it?
I like, you know, if me and my mom in the car,
uh-huh.
like for that song, Get Out the Way.
Uh-huh.
I made that song. In the car with my dad, I was like he was making a beat. Because me and my dad, we always was clowning around. Like, he'll make beats and I'll just start rapping. And he'll be like, and when, you know, we was rapping in the car, he was like, Jeron, you just made a whole song and didn't even notice. So that's how we made Get Out the Way. And that we was the first ones in City Hall to ever do a music video in City Hall.
Wow.
And that's history. Like
that is history.
That's history.
Yeah.
And Meg Cantrell, you know, she called me her nephew. Because like, she's been known since I was young.
Uh-huh.
So when I seen the last show for Sour stuff, she was like, Jeron. You know,
uh-huh.
We gotta love T.D.
Yeah.
Gotta love him.
That's the city.
It's the city.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what's up.
Yeah.
You got a bright future ahead of you, bro.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to be kind of like, you know, guide you. Any kind of help that you need, just know that you do have a family among this community. Your mom is doing a wonderful job with you.
Yeah.
You building your own lane, though.
Yeah.
And how old are you again?
I am 14.
14 years old.
Yes.
Yeah, when I was 14, I was not doing nothing, trying to brand myself. You building your own brand.
My mom was just telling me it's better when you're young.
It is.
It's better when you're young, and when you grow up, everybody know.
Yeah.
See, my mama, she tells me stuff that I need to know. Even though my dad not here, she always give me advice. Like,
that's what's up.
She give me, like, the best advice, and she been doing that since my dad was alive.
Well, you know something? I mean, look. We always got to tell our mom thanks sometimes.
Yes.
And it's something that as parents, we know y'all don't listen all the time, bro. You at that age.
I mean, sometimes I be wanting to do, like,
yeah.
I mean, even though it's not, like, you know, like, she always going to tell me, she's not going to tell me nothing wrong.
Yeah.
So it's like, sometimes I be letting her know, like, my mom won't get out the house.
Uh-huh.
I'm getting to the age, but she be like, no, because all these children dying.
Yeah.
My mom good. Like, you know, like.
But your mom is your protector right now.
Right.
Yeah. I look, I got two boys that 23, and I wish they would get out the house. They can't leave the house now, bro. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Look, this whole journey that you're on, enjoy, Jay. Enjoy the ride. That's the main thing. You know, if it don't feel comfortable, just move to the side. But you still got a lot of growing to do. And looking at you right now, I thought you was older than 14. You're doing good, bro.
I grew up around older men, like adults. I grew up around a lot of adults.
That's what's up.
Everybody knew. Everywhere my daddy went, I was right there. My dad used to have me in clubs.
What?
Every time he'll have a meeting with people, he'll have me in clubs.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. You learn it.
If I had to use the bathroom, just before we were saying, all right, come on. I was good.
That's what's up.
I grew up around a lot of adults. Like,
so let me ask you this. What's up with the Nikes, bro? Why are you tearing the Nikes up? You got a lot of shoe heads, you know, they call them sneaker heads. You're killing them online, bro. You're scratching the Nikes up. And I know mom bought the Nikes for you, and you just kind of like just skirt, skirt, skirt.
Nikes need to have me in a commercial. I ain't say that. Who said that? Not me. I ain't say that.
That's what's up, bro.
But yeah, I love Nikes. My mama, she loved Nikes too. Like, we it's just like, actually, like, it's literally like, you know, comfortable clothes.
That do they make you dance better? Because you keep them on, dude.
I feel like when I have on the Nike shorts, I can stretch out more.
Okay, that's the black shorts.
The cotton in the pants.
Uh-huh.
It's so stretchable.
Uh-huh.
So it's like I could really do anything. But the dunks, man. My black and white dunks will forever be in my heart. I have two pairs of Nike, of black and white Nike dunks.
Okay.
I have the ones that second line in and the ones that I go somewhere. So if you see me with black and white dunks on, just know they're different.
So they're so comfortable.
Yes.
One parade, dude, you did a split. No, not the split. You kick your leg up and it looked like your knee hit your head.
It did. Oh, yeah.
I can't even try that.
You got to.
Come on, bro. At this point, you doing stuff that nobody else could do out there, dude.
Chester.
Who is Chester?
Chester is this man that I really get the hold in the leg from.
Wait, is he from the Ninth Ward? Is a slim guy?
He's slim. He got dreads, I think. I don't know where he's from.
Uh-huh.
They call him 5'2", because I think he's from the Fifth Ward. Okay. I don't know, but they call him 5'2".
Okay.
The hold in the leg up. I really get that from him. Because, like, it's so inspiring. When he do the guitar, I just be like, man, I want to do that like him. So I did it. You know, we all do it together.
All right. So, the contrast. Mm-hmm. I see you uptown, downtown, Ninth Ward. The only place I haven't saw you at, and I don't see too many people, is the West Bank second line. That's cool, because at the same day that they're parading, that's Dumaine Street gang. So we be kind of like occupied downtown. Do you see a contrast, like a difference in an uptown second line compared to a downtown second line?
I don't want to start nothing, but I'm going to say it. I feel like downtowns. I love downtown. From downtown.
You love downtown.
Yeah, downtown my people.
Downtown your people.
But y'all crazy. Y'all crazy.
What the downtown people did you?
Man,
come on.
Like,
I'm from uptown.
Uptown, baby.
That's my people.
Listen, downtown, man, y'all gotta do better. y'all cut up. We cut up bad. Like when we cut up, we cut up. But it's like, far as like, they get mad so fast.
Well. I could tell you downtown is more loyal.
Yeah.
They are, you know, uptown has more second lines than downtown.
In the streets.
Yeah.
More wide.
Yeah.
More wider. I like that. But downtown, we don't care. We'll go past the route. If we supposed to go this way, we'll go this way.
Yeah. Y'all do your own thing downtown. We do. Yeah. I saw you cut up. Like I said, it don't matter if you uptown, if you downtown, the Ninth Ward. So the clubs that you're a part of, you're a part of Prince of Wales, correct? Mm-hmm. And that's an uptown club, a real, real rich in history second line club. How was that when you came out of the door with Prince of Wales?
So I came last year I came out with Ladies of Wales.
It's Lady Wales, okay. Right.
But I was the only boy in that.
Uh-huh.
But it was cool. I liked it. They had me sharp. I liked it. My fan. I liked that fan that they made of me. They had J5 on the fan. I liked it.
So with the fan, with the streamers, have you ever second line like with a full outfit on? Like the old school outfits. You never really. I would like to see you move.
If it ain't hot, I'm hot. If it ain't hot, I'm good. If it's hot, oh yeah, actually, they had me for Liz away. They had me with a jacket on.
Okay.
For the people that see me come out that door, you know. But I said that when I was inside the bar, I said, I'm taking out this jacket.
You took it off?
Man, when I got out that door. Second line.
Like that.
Man, I just, I don't know. Whatever I say I'm going to do, I do it.
Like, so, obviously, you feel at home when you're at a second line. You don't feel out of place at all. Mm-hmm. You feel welcome.
Right.
So, everybody do, you know, I'll be like, you know, got to show them love.
Yeah.
That's the next generation. I think it's this guy. I think you know exactly who he is. Before I recorded you, he sent me a picture, and he said, this is the future. Now, I started recording TikTok videos for the first second line of the year, and that was Valley of Silent Men. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you was out there or not. I did a video of Scubble, and to me, that went viral. I had made a mistake and put eyelashes on Scubble, trying to put filters. And for some reason, it went viral with him having the eyelashes on, and I got all kind of DMs and stuff. But at this point, it was going viral. I'm like, I'm not taking it down. Right. You know, Scubble know who he is.
Right.
Even his mama got on there. Was like, that's my boy. My boy don't wear eyelashes. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? But I didn't know of you. Mm. I saw you last year at Jazz Fest. Prince of Wales. I think you had blue on. Mm-hmm. I didn't really recognize the footwork back then, but this guy named not Six Easy. It's this guy who'll be out there with his baby sometime with the stroller. He's from the Sixth Ward. He sent me a picture of y'all two together, and he put under there the future. And I didn't really pay no mind until...
First, my cousin.
That's who it is?
That's my blood cousin.
Yeah. It's like he don't dance as fast as you.
He... My cousin.
That's your cousin.
I love my cousin. My cousin got the best confidence in the world. It don't matter if he ain't the best, he ain't got the best footwork, he think he got the best footwork.
Yeah, that's...
And that's what's important.
Yeah, that's him. You know exactly.
My cousin went through a lot.
Uh-huh.
He lost one of his twin babies.
Uh-huh.
He had got out of jail like a long time ago, but you know, he been second lining, and I asked my grandma, he been second lining since... He was young. He been going to second lines. He's from the Sixth Ward.
Okay.
He been going to second lines since he was young. He been in the culture.
So he definitely, no doubt, he reps the culture hard. Yeah,
my cousin don't care. You could talk about him to the ground. That he could dance.
Like, so he got kind of like a second line flow, and also yeah. Like he do some Indian stuff. Some he'll jump off.
Yeah, he an Indian. He was an Indian.
That's where he get it. So you know exactly what I'm talking to. Yes. Now, dude sent me this picture, and I'm going through my DMs, and I'm like, hold up. He actually was trying to tell me about you. Mm-hmm. He was like, this is the future right here. Mm-hmm. And now I'm starting to recognize, like, yeah, Jay do have that control. Mm-hmm. You got control of the streets right now. Your feet.
I put my feet in the ground.
I don't know how you could stand in one spot. And your feet just be moving 100 miles per hour, dude.
See, a lot of people can't do that. I could do that while I'm sitting down.
That's that new school, bro. I like that.
I do. I get that from Second Line Shorty. Second Line Shorty, she do that too when she going in place.
Sure do.
She going in place with it. I get that from her. But I kind of mix it up with my moves too, but I made it get that from her because that inspired me. I like how she did it because it's so smooth. Like, I just like that smooth stuff. Everything I do. I don't know. I'm going to be honest. I don't know how I do it so smooth. But I just be like.
You be in your own zone.
It's like when I do my kick. I put my feet down slow.
Okay.
Smooth. I can't, you know, I don't do all that wild dancing.
Yeah.
I don't like that. You know, like, I take control. Like, if I'm in a crowd, I know how to swing my arms and not hit nobody.
Yeah.
I know how to do a toe touch and not kick nobody in the face.
Yeah.
I know how to toe touch and put my hands right here and put my legs all the way up here.
That's crazy, dude.
Yeah. That's so talent. A lot of that ballet stuff and contemporary stuff, I mixed it with second line.
So you plan on going this summer, too?
Yes.
That's what's up.
And I really want to be on Broadway. It's not, I want to be in the culture, too, but, you know, that's, I mainly want to be on Broadway.
Okay.
That's, like, my main focus on if I want to get famous. Even though I already know, but if I want to get real famous, I want to go on Broadway.
You want to be on Broadway.
I want to be the boy version of Debbie Allen, all the mother ballet dancers. I want to be, like, a real dancer. I want to be the dancer that could do anything.
Well, Jay, look, you could do anything that you want to do.
I could do anything.
Exactly. Like, you, yeah. And if you want it, you work toward it, you could definitely make it happen.
Right.
Yeah, I see that in you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You could. So, what about when you came out with Nine Times?
When I came out with Nine Times. The first show I came out with Nine Times, I was so excited.
You was excited?
It was my first second line club I ever been in.
So Nine Times was your, not Prince of Wales, Nine Times nine was the first times. Second line club.
What's my first
So why line. Nine Times? How did that happen?
Okay, so I was at some downtown second line, and Zell, the owner,
okay,
he had seen me second line. Mind you, I didn't know how to second line. I was just doing anything.
You didn't know you know how to second line.
I was second lining, but I didn't know what I was doing. But he seen me, he was like, I want him.
Okay.
So when I came out with Nine Times That Year, it was no, you know, cutting up. It was just having fun.
Yeah.
So second year I came out this year, man, I already knew. Because, you know, the time passed. I've been to every single second line. It was in November, Nine Times was in November, so I experienced the second line in December, January, February, March, April. So when November came, I was prepared.
Yeah.
I was prepared, so.
Yeah, my history with Nine Times, when I photographed Nine Times maybe like 10 years ago, mm-hmm. back then they had to have maybe like 30 members. It was a big club, and it was more like entertainment. Everybody did their own thing. Everybody wasn't the best dancer,
mm-hmm.
but everybody was moving to their own beat. I really enjoyed Nine Times as a club. Now, it's different now. The music is different.
The whole second line culture is different.
And it's cool because it's growing.
Right.
It's growing, and I think that the new generation is taking over. I'm starting to see them, yeah. Instead of the baggy suits,
mm-hmm.
starting to have some guys come out with some slim.
Mm-hmm, tights. Yeah.
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with that. Nothing at all.
I mean, so you can't do the same thing over and over again.
Yeah.
Switch it up a little. It would, I mean, I feel like the old culture, if they would have never changed, they would have got boring.
Correct.
So now, you know, people just come out there to shake, drink, you know, walk the second line.
Yeah.
The main people that's in the second line, you will see dancing. Like, now we have kids. Like, we got...
Kids,
even though that been happening, but these kids now,
they're rolling.
We got some footwork.
They're rolling. So who inspired you? I'm keeping you say something about Second Line Shorty. So you get some of your footwork from Second Line Shorty.
Chester. Second Line Shorty.
Okay.
That's mainly it.
That's it?
Some old men.
Okay.
I'ma say what's his name? I can't think of his name.
You know
Rahul.
You know who he parade with? Do he parade?
He parade with Nine Times too.
Okay.
Older men. Rahul, Second Line Shorty, Chester.
And who is Chester? Who?
I don't know his real name.
Okay.
I'm gonna be honest. I don't really know him like that. But me and him cool, and we.
So that's somebody that you observe and you pick, and like Scubble too. Mm-hmm. You know, just the footwork.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're always learning.
But now I'm starting to, like, do like makeup. You know, like if I sometimes I do the stand.
Okay.
You know, I do stuff that mm-hmm. do the stand. And then sometimes I do the Josephine John when I'm second line. I just mix all that in second line.
It's all beautiful. It's all beauty.
All of the culture.
Uh-huh.
In second line. And you gotta it's dancing. So you could do anything. When I tell people, they be like, Jay, I want second line, but I don't know how to second line.
Uh-huh.
I won't dance like you. You don't gotta dance like me. Second lining, it's not all about feet. It is, but then it's not.
Uh-huh.
You will see women out there twerking to the beat.
Correct.
You will see old men just snapping.
Yeah.
You know. Uh-huh. You will see some women dropping, kicking, you know, doing stuff like that. So it's not all about feet work. I feel like that's the versus style second line.
Uh-huh.
What I do is versus style. I know that.
Okay.
Versus style because I do things that people try to do. They can't. Like, I could do a back roll.
Oh, we see that.
Front roll.
We see that.
Pop up.
Yeah.
Man, I just do things I ain't never knew I could do it. Like,
I think I just saw maybe 10% what you could do. I'm sure I didn't see everything.
You didn't.
And I try not to focus on you. I'm like, let Jay breathe. You know what I'm saying? There's other people out here that have full work, you know, and I'm trying to give everybody the opportunity. Mm-hmm. For some reason, like I said, it always come back to you.
Mm-hmm.
You, for some reason, you get by that band, and you just roll. Yeah. I like that, Jay.
Yeah.
So, anything new coming out? Anything you working on?
Don't want to spoil it.
You don't want to spoil it?
Jazz Fest.
Jazz Fest. So before you talk about Jazz Fest, are you going with any clubs this year? Cause like I saw you last year with Prince of Wales. Do yes. you plan on going?
Yes, with Prince of Wales, and I think 9 times. I don't know yet.
You don't know for sure.
I don't know for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. But you got some surprises.
I got a big thing.
Okay.
Be at Jazz Fest every day until you see me. I'm just saying.
You heard that? Jay say he got something big that he's working on. So be at Jazz Fest every day until you see him. That's what's up. Sound like it's going to be some main stage stuff, but
ooh, yes.
Yeah, Jay working on something. Jay is brewing. He's brewing that gumbo uh-huh. right now. That's what's up. I like that. You got a large following, bro. Like a lot of people are pulling for you. They want to see you do great. And you like, let me ask you this. There's this girl that you always second line with. Is she parade with women of class or is women
you
of...
Know.
That's who it is.
My best friend, yeah.
I always say that when I see you two guys get together and y'all second line together, I see y'all talking with y'all feet.
Yeah.
Because y'all mouth do not move, but y'all kind of like just communicating with that footwork.
Yes.
She nice with it too.
She is really like, she do majorette and stuff like that. So uh-huh. she also... mix all that in her second line.
Okay.
So, me and her, we do well together. We do real well together. Because, like, me and her vibe is just, like, we know, we don't even got to literally say anything. If I'm at the second line, I don't know where she at.
Uh-huh.
She pop up out of nowhere. I turn around, she's second line. I start second line with her. So we know when to drop together. We know when to grind the legs. We know when to stick, kick.
I see that. That's talent. That's talent.
That's my real best friend.
Explain the porch dancing to me.
Porch dancing. Man, when you porch dance,
uh-huh.
notice how you see people and me put their leg over the railing.
Yeah.
And, you know, jig with it.
Uh-huh.
It's all about, when you get on that porch, everybody that's passing this way, they turn their head this way.
Yeah.
They turn their head that way because they see you up there. So when you up there,
uh-huh.
it's your time. It's not the club day. It's your day.
Because they are focused on you.
Right.
Yeah.
When you on that porch, man, you better cut up. It don't matter if you get on 1,000 porches. And I do want to talk about that. Porches. I've been on some porches. Well, ladies kicked me off their porch.
Come on. Hold up. Who kicked you off a porch, Jay? in the city of New Orleans with this deep, rich, beautiful culture, nobody's not kicking Jay off the porch.
Listen,
if their house is on a second line route.
I understand why they did, because they was like, I don't want my house number on the video. This and that. Okay. They tripping, they tripping. But you know, you gotta respect people's houses.
That's cool. Yeah, you do.
So I got off, but I had some experiences with porches where ladies was looking through the window and smiling, recording me. I had some people that would come out their house and record me on their porch, this and that.
Yeah.
But one lady was like, get off my porch. And she was sitting on in her little chair. You know, they be having chairs.
Yeah.
She was sitting on her chair. I'm second line of right hook. Get off my porch.
What was this? This was uptown or downtown?
Man, I don't even
remember. You don't remember? Remember.
But then I had some porches where I took their broom. I took their mop. And I threw it. And one time I hit somebody.
Oh, come on, Jay.
And she got mad at me. So I had a lot of experiences with porches.
Yeah.
One time they had a dog.
Oh, you didn't see the dog?
Oh, my God. It was so much. I just had a lot of experiences with porches.
So it's the porch. And it's also
cars.
The cars, the bus.
Cars.
So you run ahead of the second line. And you see the bus, and you're like, yeah. I'm going to climb on top of this
you
bus.
You always have to go ahead the second line, because when you ahead the second line, you wait for the second line. If you with the second line, you just go on the porch, the second line.
It's gone.
You know, notice, second line, man, it moves fast.
Correct.
So you got to go way ahead. It don't matter if you have to wait for like an hour.
Man, wait for an hour. Look, I love it. There's this little guy that parade with... I forgot who he parade with, but I caught him on top of like the phone thing right by the Magnolia. You know, little dude was going off.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, hey, look, I look at y'all, bro, and I'm like, the culture is in the correct hands right now. Y'all go carry it.
And people say, I don't want to go to the second line because it's dangerous. It could be dangerous.
It could be.
But it's not.
It's not at all. It's not at all.
It could be at stops. But when the second line going, even if they have a fight, man, the second line better lead them.
Sure, we gone.
We gone.
Yeah.
They still fighting.
Yeah. Yeah. I fell in love with it. So what part of the second line culture did you fall in love with? What do you like the most? Like, is it the band?
I like to see the people dance.
Okay, so you like the dancing.
I like the band too.
Okay,
I mainly like that cowbell. That cowbell.
Do you know how to play a cowbell, Jay?
I do.
You do?
My dad did too.
Wow.
Man, if you give me a cowbell right now, I'll make the best. But since I don't be having cowbells, I make it in my mouth.
Okay.
Like, you know, some people see me second night, I'll be like, dum 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 dum. See, I make, like, all types of beat, but, like, I love that cowbell. Like, that cowbell, it controls my feet.
Okay.
And when I be by the cowbells, they would even be amazed. They be like, man, what? Come on. Man, it's just so much in the culture. It's just, they're like spirits.
Yeah, that's what it look like.
And
like,
ain't no such thing as I copied this thing off of, I copied this move off of this person. The whole second line culture does the same thing.
Correct.
We does the same thing. I mean, even some people be trying to do my spits, do my kicks, but I don't get mad.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Be great. Do it. You better do it. Nah, I'm going to get mad if you don't do it good. If you represent my move bad, then I'm going to get mad. You better represent it good. Because Second Line J don't do it like that. He do it like this.
You heard what Second Line J just said, huh?
So.
That's what's up, J.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
And I was scared to get an Indian. I wanted to get an Indian, but I was like, I'm scared.
You scared?
Because I heard things about like they get, like they sometimes get dangerous. Like they like to fight.
So the same thing that goes on in the second line world is the same type of thing goes on in the Indian world. You're gonna have to learn the culture first, and then move from there.
I got to. I want to do it, but.
Do you play any brass instruments?
I went to Roots of Music.
Oh, so you was in Roots of Music?
When I was about like 10, 9, 8. I went, my first experiences at Roots was I was very young. I couldn't be in the band because I was too young.
Okay.
But as I got a little older, Mr. Ruffin,
okay,
let me get in there, and I was backing for it.
Okay.
I ain't gonna lie. I was starting to play. I played cymbals.
Uh huh.
But I never was in a parade or nothing because my dad, I go, then I don't go.
Uh-huh.
Like, I was on and off. So Mr. Ruffin was like, man, you don't know when you won't be in here and when you don't. Because, like, I was on and off. And, yeah, like, I wanted to be a section leader, but I was like, no. But then when I first got my cymbals, I left.
Uh-huh.
So it came up to the decision where my dad was like, you want to stay at band? Or you want to do boxing? Because I was on and off of band. I wanted to do band, but I was on and off. I had so much stuff to do. So my dad was like, you want to do band or boxing? I picked boxing and went back to the roots. So I went boxing. I did boxing for a couple of years. Coach Wop. My coach Wop still at the shop. Uppercuts.
Uh-huh.
In the West Bank. In the West Bank. I was over there, and it was fun. I used to dance there. I used to do all types of stuff. Like, it was fun. Like, it was a good exercise. I loved it. He used to make us run around the I just love boxing.
Okay. So boxing is something that you want to be into?
I love boxing.
That's what I would never picture that.
I love boxing.
That's what's up. Jay. You got a lot going on.
I did so much.
So, as of your branding, what's your name on Instagram?
My name on Instagram is SecondLineJ5.
SecondLineJ5 on Instagram.
Uh-huh.
Also, are you on TikTok?
Yes, SecondLineJ5.
Same thing?
Uh-huh.
That's the only two platforms that you're on right now?
I have no other name in common, so I just picked SecondLineJ5.
Okay. And basically what Jay is doing is branding himself right now. He's getting his name, he's getting his brand out there. Jay has a lot of big things in the future. Definitely, if you want to contact Jay, they can contact you via Instagram or TikTok, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Are you working on a website in the future, Jay?
What you mean?
Like your own website, because you deserve it.
I do.
Yeah, you deserve your own website. And look, after this, we definitely go talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Something that could kind of like control what you're doing. We also have a shirt that we're going to release that's inspired by the famous split. And I'm kind of like up in the air on what I'm going to call this shirt. Do you have any ideas? Do you have any suggestions? Because it's the split.
The split. The split.
The split that, I'm not going to say pause the second line because you didn't pause it.
Right.
They just walked around you.
They did.
Yeah, that was so neat how people just kind of like just walked over you, Jay.
I did.
Like, nah, you could have got trampled.
Right.
Nah, they just walked over Jay like they didn't pay you no mind.
I did hit one lady, but she just walked off.
Yeah, she wasn't paying no mind. Come on, dude. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but how you get the suitcase, though? Like, how you get that suitcase in your hand?
One of my cousin first.
He had it first up.
He had it, and then he gave it to me. He always got fans in his hand. How he get it, I don't know.
So, look, the video started with him dancing. I'm recording your cousin with the case in his hand.
Mm-hmm.
And for some strange reason, you got the case.
Mm-hmm.
And you just go clean off. And when I got home, I looked at the video and I see, man, come on, dude. Let me rewind that. Did he just do a split and got back up with no hands? Now, me physically, I can't split. But if I were able to split, I don't think I'd be able to get back up. Would just pop up like the way you did. Where you get that from? You say you got that from the Debbie Allen School?
And I've been doing that. Okay, so I used to be a real Michael Jackson fan.
So that's some Michael Jackson stuff that you're doing?
I've been doing split since I was young. When I used to hit the Michael Jackson, I used to spin and then hit the split and then come back up.
Uh-huh.
But I used to do, you know how boys be doing the knee? Like they don't stretch out their leg, they do the knee.
Correct.
But when I went to Debbie Allen doing that, she was like, what is that?
So Debbie Allen told you that? What
Debbie
is that?
Debbie Allen, she was like, don't do that. I mean, I understand it's the boy way, but you got to do the real split.
You got to do a split split.
So she taught me the left and the right and the middle.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. You know I'm a boy. That hurt down there.
Yeah, yeah.
That hurt down there. Man.
It's a part of dancing, though.
It was like, then I was like, Miss Allen, I'm a boy. It hurt.
Uh-huh.
She was like, I don't care. Stretch it out. So she taught me the butterfly where you put your two bottom feet together and you put your knees up and you bounce.
Uh-huh.
And it stretches out right here.
What?
So when you'll be able to do a split after you do it.
Oh.
It stretches out right here. It's all about right here.
Okay.
Yeah.
So anybody else from New Orleans was in that class, Debbie Allen. So you was the only.
They used to call me New Orleans.
They call you New Orleans.
But thing is, I do want to talk about it. Okay. Okay. Not dissing Debbie Allen that's getting
me. Uh-huh.
But they did not like my accent.
They didn't like New Orleans accent?
They had this lady named Miss McDonald. Uh-huh. She was our modern teacher.
Okay.
Modern photographer, I meant.
Uh-huh.
She was like, why are you so loud? Don't you ever be quiet? She was like, you don't have to be so loud. I'm like, I mean, I did get a little upset. I was like, ma'am, I'm from New Orleans. She was like, but you don't got to be loud.
That's how we roll.
That's how we is.
Yeah, that's.
Because I was like, was that our friend? Like, I was like, yeah, like. And then I'm like, and you know, we live in a dorm, so it was beaucoup quiet.
Uh-huh.
I ain't used to that quietness. Mm-hmm. So I'm in a dorm showing them that our second line.
Uh-huh.
And I also showed them the video that went viral on BET.
Uh-huh.
And I showed them that, and I was like, that's the reason why I'm here. Because Debbie Allen seen me on the BET, she's like, I wanted to come.
Wait. Debbie Allen saw you?
She saw me on the BET.
So it wasn't something that you signed up for?
No, I still had to pay.
Yeah, but Debbie Allen saw the talent.
Yeah.
And reached out to you.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know nothing about the Debbie Allen Dance Academy. But it just, I don't know, it just popped up. She just came text.
That's what's up. That's opportunity.
Yeah.
See, things like that, I like for you to talk about that, mm-hmm. Because that's the type of stuff that's making you right now. That's your foundation. Yeah. You got a different foundation from anybody else out there. Mm-hmm. I don't know nobody in New Orleans that went to a Debbie Allen dance school. Mm-hmm. You definitely have the talent to teach. Definitely got the moves, no doubt.
But I noticed after I came from California,
uh-huh.
My second line switched up. Like before.
It didn't get better.
It did get a little better.
You get a little more versatile.
It got a little better.
Uh-huh.
But it changed. Like even people were saying, it was like, why you look like you're not in the mood. I was so tired. Man, they had to pop up right after I got off the plane.
What?
And I wanted to go too. Because I missed the culture. I was around them rich white people. Like,
yeah, look, we feel that like tomorrow, mm-hmm. It's going to be packed. Because we're going to have a second line in, like, what, 2 weeks? Mm-hmm. So it's the old new sky, old new style,
mm-hmm.
Going to be off the chain.
Man, I'm wearing my tank top, my hat, my shorts, my...
That's supposed to be the surprise, bro, what you wear.
Oh, my bad.
You know what I'm saying?
My bad, y'all.
It's cool.
I'm going out there for the heat.
Yeah.
Because you know it's going to be hot tomorrow.
Yeah, it's going to be hot.
And going to have my bag, my deodorant, samples, money in it. So can't call me stink. And my mama makes sure every time I leave out the house, you put on cologne, she smells me. You didn't? Go put it on now.
That's what's up.
Oh, we ain't going.
Mom doing her job.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I like that. Jay, look how fast